877-481-500-501-509-3512.
Sheila, I used to use that book.
Pardon?
On the binder.
Mm-hmm. He's got it separated there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have to do all this.
No.
Well, I have a question on 481.
Okay. You may.
It says that it's rented 191 days, nightly rental.
In 2013. 167 in 2014.
And so it's for rent. 365, I mean, it's offered for rent 365 days of the year, but they rent it. Only that number of days.
Yes, sir.
Does have any comments on that?
That's
481.
You'll be in the room, yes, assessments.
Well, there's the last page is a handwritten letter from the guy, I think, explains it. I apologize for being late on this matter due to being out of town to take care of family for a few months plus. Ask for your forgiveness, so I got to explain it.
Well, her question was it was rented for those number of days, but is it available for rent 365 days?
We haven't got into the availability thing. That'll become what we're working on for previous or in the future.
So you're not renting, it's available 100% of the time, like a motel. It's not being.
Up until currently, it's what they rented it, the nights they rented it. Now, as you and I have talked, mm-hmm. I'm looking to change that to the availability to follow Stone County, and we've talked about all that. Mm-hmm. But up until this year, up until 2017, it's all been how many nights they rented it.
So everyone else that's assessed is assessed just by the nights they actually rented?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Then, if it is lower to that this year, next year, it's available 100% of the time. You say you're looking at changing then. Will you be able to change it to the 100% to commercial as the Supreme Court's looking at for January 1st?
Next year's not a reassessment year, is it?
We got a letter from the State Tax Commission saying that that it was allowing you to continue reassessment. So that's what my question is. I got an email from...
In my opinion, it's a bit of a gray area. We've been ordered to continue for 18, so we could change it. I bet. It's a bit of a gray area.
Okay.
you're the taxing authority when it comes to property values and how they're... So my question, it's your letter that says, if we do not receive it, your property will be taxed at a commercial rate, which will result in a much higher tax bill for 2017. Do you want to take his handwritten letter in the back? And lower it.
Yeah. It was my decision, yes, sir.
Well, at the same time, to be equal, we have abatement 475 that was not returned in a timely manner and renting at 47%.
What kind of abatement is that?
It's a condo.
What's the heading?
It's under clerical error.
That's clerical error. We're not to those yet. We're on erroneous assessments.
Well, I just mentioned that to say be handling them the same. If we're not going to pay attention to the date.
But that's why we've had conversation in the past is I feel like we're still not taking care of the issues that we've been dealing with for even prior assessors and prior commissioners. I mean, so, but again, it's whatever you want to do.
Are we prepared? I understand you've spoken with the state tax commission. The letter that we were sent from the state tax commission saying that they were allowing you to go into 2018 to complete the assessment. And I apologize because I can't remember. Did they, and I know I said this just before, but let me ask again, did they discuss this, that they would allow them to change the value?
No, they just, it's not specific. I have to go look at the letter myself, but the whole issue of the order is to continue reassessment. Those parcels, and that's why St. Brandon is a gray area, is the intent, I believe, is for those parcels that we have not got to review. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the condos could fit into that, and some of them we may have already reviewed. There's quite a number that we haven't reviewed, so it may fall in there. But the letter is not specific, except just to continue our review of properties.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I ever got that letter. Was it emailed or?
Uh-huh. It's been a while, I don't know, in my opinion. Do you know?
Yeah,
a month or two.
Pardon?
It's been a month or two, because I received that letter also.
I haven't looked at it in quite a while, so I can't. I just know that it was given.
I'll get you a copy if you.
I'm asking the girls if they can send me a copy real quick. I'm wondering if it's during the time whenever, because everything's forwarded to another email address. I wonder if it got caught up in that when we were having emails held here. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They weren't getting sent out or whatever, and they had to go and reset servers. So I wonder if it got caught up.
Probably the email this morning. It's been down. It wasn't up when I came down here.
Well, okay.
But it just...
Normally, I get everything, though, so I didn't know.
We received it in our office, too, Brandon.
So. Did you get it? Like I said, I think I'm the only one that is forwarded on to another email address, so I get everything on my phone. So, Mike, I don't know. I mean, maybe I got it and didn't. Mm-hmm. Look at it. So, on that letter, is it just Taney County? Is it all counties that has the ability to continue
no,
on?
Only Taney County. Well, there are some other counties, I believe, that is specific.
To Taney County?
To our county, yes, sir. Yeah.
Did it give a reason as to why they're... Are they allowing us to? Are they making us? Are they... What's the context of the letter?
The context of the letter was an order to keep reassessment through 2018. I did, because I'm going, well, they're making us or are they asking us? Because I asked Donna this, and the way we read it is they're making us do a complete the reassessment through 2018. That's the reason why I remember that, is because I had to ask Donna about it.
So not knowing if they would call this reassessment, if they I have a problem when you've actually rented for 172 days here, and it's available the full year. If I'm a motel owner, I'm paying commercial property tax, so I'm not 365 days of the year, 100% commercial.
I've been saying that for 6 years now.
You know, I thought of this over the weekend, I think. Anyway, I thought of it recently, and say that accurately. If you've got a business, you pick on Brandon. You've got a commercial business, that you pick on Sheila. You've got a hardware store. It's real easy for the assessor to see that that's a commercial property and put it on his commercial property. It's cut and dry. A condominium is not like that. We can drive by those condominiums and look. We don't know which ones are being rented on a nightly basis, short-term basis, or those that are being lived in by folks. We have to, through this letter process, we have to try to determine which properties are commercial properties, which are residential. Not an easy situation.
I understand. A lot of them do advertise on...
We use the internet, we go on the internet, but that's what we have to face. I mean, that's the way we have to go about it. And mm-hmm. that's fairly recent times that they've been mm-hmm. so popular on the internet that we can go and look. Yeah. But even that, some people will publish them on the internet for rent. Other people will go through the development. For instance, a Van Ruta, Grand Mountain, and those people just give them their property and rent it all you can rent it. And so we have that avenue to go through.
Of course, when they filled out a letter saying it is available, you know it's a nightly rental then.
Yep.
Must return it by May 15th.
I reviewed,
if you do not, you'll probably be taxed at a commercial rate, which...
I reviewed these all this morning,
uh-huh.
and I know there's at least one in there, I think more than one, that has never been rented, but they failed to send a letter in. It's been a residential property going back to 2007 on the books. They just failed to send their letter in. Now, if you all don't approve the abatement, which is your decision, but if you don't approve the abatement, then those folks will pay a commercial rate on a residential property. I don't like
I don't know.
You all do.
No. When it's not being rented and you know it's not renting, it's not. That's
right.
One issue. It's
the issue
not.
Before you today, there's at least one or two that they failed to send their letter in on time. Mm-hmm. And it's a residential property. You all either have to abate it or not abate it so that it'll be a residential value. Otherwise, it's going to go on as commercial.
My issue is when they are renting them and would like to rent them every day of the year, but they only rent when the customer shows up. Like a motel room can only be rented when the customer comes to rent that motel room.
Right.
And my issue for to put them on the fair playing field for those that if it's residential, if they don't rent it and don't plan on renting it, it's residential. I'm not the assessor, though. I need to.
I've sent you all a letter of my proposal of what I'm looking at making that change.
Mm-hmm.
If they are available for rent for more than half the year, they should be on as commercial. 100% commercial.